Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll commemorate a couple of national days, celebrate the birthdays of Harry Reeser and Charlie Strait, and play some cardiac songs. Last week, someone posted on Facebook a list of national days. You know, National Corn Chip Day, which is coming up on the 29th, by the way, and Festival of Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
What?
I don't know, I'm just reading the list. Anyway, this past week, January 13th, was National Blame Someone Else Day. And as a matter of fact, I know a couple of people who seem to celebrate National Blame Someone Else Day almost every day. So we're going to engage in some musical blaming, starting off with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra.
Under your spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do. If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me feel that I need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. Now ever since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. Don't blame
me. Tragedy has come, and my heart is numb, for I've lost the one I love. Agony is sun will never shine, no more the birds will be singing above. That man of mine has gone and left me all alone. My heart is broken and I know I'll never be the same. I don't know what to do, I thought that I was true, but maybe I'm to blame. I'm standing in my flat, and I don't know where I'm at. And when I'm spoken to, I don't even know my name. The world is upside down, I've got the runaround. Oh, but maybe I'm to blame. The palace of my dreams is empty, so it seems. There's nothing but dark clouds in view. And when the day is done, why, I'm the only one who missed the thrill of nights we knew. When stars begin to creep, I cry myself to sleep. My only consolation is in knowing that he came. I guess it couldn't be, he's just a memory. Oh, but maybe I'm to blame. Oh, that man of mine is gone, and he's left me all alone. My heart is broken, and I know I'll never be the same. I don't know what I'll do, I thought that love was was true. I don't know what I'll do, and I thought that love was true. But maybe I'm to blame. I'm standing in my flat. Say, I don't know where I'm at. Why, when I'm spoken to, I don't even know my name. This world is upside down. I've got to run around. The world is upside down, and I've got to run around. But maybe I'm to yowza. The palace of my dreams is empty, so it seems. Nothing but dark clouds in view. When the day is done, well, I'm the only one who'd miss the thrill of nights with you. When stars begin to creep, I'd cry myself to sleep. My only consolation is in knowing that he came. I guess it couldn't be, he's just a memory. But maybe I'm to blame.
The Harlem Trio, and I ain't gonna blame it on the blues. The Harlem Trio consisted of George McLennan on clarinet, Eddie Haywood Sr. on piano, and an unidentified banjo player. That OK recording was made in New York around September 30th, 1924. Before that, it was trumpeter Miss Valaida Snow sitting in with Earl Hines and his orchestra on February 13th, 1933, to sing Maybe I'm to Blame. Snow would go on to her most successful period in the mid-30s in London and Paris. Maybe I'm to Blame was written by Charles Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. Before that, it was Joseph Wagstaff in mid-1933 and Don't Blame Me, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. Joseph Alfred Joe Wagstaff was born June 24, 1903, in Detroit, and his Broadway credits include The Passing Show of 1923 and Fine and Dandy in 1930. He performed Don't Blame Me in the 1929 film Song of Kentucky and also sang with the Meyer Davis and Paul Whiteman orchestras. He died May 19, 2001 in Los Angeles. We begin that blaming set with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Blame It on the Waltz. The vocal refrain was by Henry Burr, and you heard McAnally himself on violin throughout that recording, made October 4th, 1926. Blame It on the Waltz was written by Gus Kahn and Alfred Salmon. Alfred Salmon was a rather prolific composer right after the turn of the century, responsible for The Heart You Lost in Maryland, You'll Find in Tennessee, You May Be the World to a World of Friends, But You're More Than the World to Me, and the World War I song Just a Letter for a Boy Over There from a Gray-Haired Mother Over Here. I'm the somewhat gray-haired Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Not to drive this National Day thing into the ground, but last week, January 16th, was also National Nothing Day. I have no idea how one is supposed to commemorate National Nothing Day, but I'm going to play some rapidly rotating records about nothing, beginning with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra.
Thank you.
The Georgians, one of the first bands within a band, made up of members of the Paul Specht Orchestra and Nothing But, arranged by pianist Arthur Schutt, and recorded by Columbia in New York on December 21, 1922. Paul Specht's orchestra was based at the Hotel Alamac in New York City, and after hours, the Georgians would play in the hotel's nightclub, the Congo Room. I believe the 19-story building at 71st and Broadway is still with us. Before the Georgians, it was the Troubadours, the Victor Studio Band directed by Nat Shilkret, with Nothing Could Be Sweeter from July 14, 1927. Nothing Could Be Sweeter was written by Vincent Humans. And we started that Nothing set with Nat Shilkret, this time under his own name, with Nothing. Nothing was written by Roy Turk and Lou Handman. Let me rephrase that. Nothing was written by Roy Turk and Lou Handman. And in fact, they wrote lots of stuff, individually and together, including My Sweetie Went Away and Are You Lonesome Tonight, made famous, of course, by Elvis Presley. Last week, January 16th, was the 12th anniversary of my original cardiac episode and the 5th anniversary of my triple bypass procedure. I'm very happy to still be here and able to bring you this great music, so here's a set of heart songs, beginning with Harry Archer and his orchestra. Thank you.
me feel the thrill of your arms. Let me feel the thrill of your charm. I wish I had a million eyes to see, and you were all I had to see, Cherie. Let our hearts with love entwine. Let your kisses blend with mine. My heart is bluer than yours, Cherie. Thank you.
The Harry Yerkes Group, The Happy Six, from a Columbia 78 wax, November 22, 1922, and You Gave Me Your Heart, So I Gave You Mine, composed by Ted Snyder. Before that, it was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with My Heart is Bluer Than Your Eyes, with the vocal by Don Howard. That recording is from April 19, 1929. My Heart is Bluer Than Your Eyes is from the 1929 MGM comedy A Man's Man, which starred Greta Garbo. The words were written by Alfred Bryan and the tune by Monty Wilhite. We began that cardiac set with Harry Archer and his orchestra with My Heart Stood Still. The vocal trio on that November 11, 1927 Brunswick recording was Scrappy Lambert, Billy Hillpott, and Ed Smalley. The band also recorded an instrumental version in that same session. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, January 17th, marked the birth in 1896 in Piqua, Ohio, of one of the greatest banjo players of all time, Harry Reaser. His father was William G. Reaser, and his mother was Alberta Wright, which made him a first cousin to Wilbur and Orville Wright. His musical talents were recognized early on by his parents, who bought him a custom-sized guitar when he was just 5 years old. It was discovered he had perfect pitch, and his formal musical education began studying piano, violin, and cello. While attending Steele High School in Dayton, Ohio, he decided upon a career as a musician, and his first job was as a pianist in a summer resort in Rhea Springs, Tennessee. It wasn't until after his second summer at Rhea Springs that he became interested in the banjo. Between 1917 and 1920, he played at various venues in Dayton, including the Bott Dancing Academy, and in 1920 he joined a dance band under the direction of Paul Goss. He soon left the band to move to Buffalo, New York, to play violin at the Hippodrome. At the end of 1920, Reaser moved to New York City, where he played in the bands of Ben Selvin, Benny Kruger, Sam Lannon, and Nathan Glantz, and by 1922 he had made several recordings. In the fall of 1922, he negotiated a recording contract of his own with OK, and his first band, called the OK Syncopators, came into being. Here's the banjoist supreme, Harry Reaser.
Thank you. part off and quarrel, but then don't they kiss and make up again. Believe me, I will make amends, dear. Why can't we be friends, dear? Through sunshine and rain, I will always remain yours with love and kisses.
Thank you.
Well, there you have a showcase for Harry Reeser's banjo virtuosity and something a little more serious than his usual novelty and hot dance band records. From an unreleased Edison recording made July 11, 1929, that was Harry's own composition, Trainin' the Fingers. Before that, it was Harry Reeser and his orchestra with one of their dozens of pseudonyms, this one on Vocalion as the Fleetwood Orchestra, with Yours with Love and Kisses. That was recorded July 26, 1926, and of course that was the unmistakable Tom Stax providing the vocal refrain on that Lou Davis, Abner Silver song. We began our tribute to Harry Reeser with another pseudonym, this one the Tuxedo Orchestra, also on Vocalion, and Blue Bonnet, You Make Me Feel Blue. The vocalist on that May 12, 1926 recording was Lester O'Keefe, who also sang with Charles Dornberger's orchestra. Last week, January 16th, marked the birth in 1891 in Chicago of Charles Theodore Strait, Jr., better known as Charlie, E-Y, not I-E, Strait. He took piano lessons as a child, and soon after graduating from high school, he teamed up with vaudevillian Gene Green, known as the Ragtime King. Over the next several years, the pair toured the U.S., Canada, England, and Australia, co-composing much of their own material and recording extensively. They split up in 1914, and Charlie began arranging and recording piano roles. In 1920, he formed his own band, and in June of 1923, Charlie Strait and his orchestra made their first records and were soon heard regularly on radio. The band made their last recordings in 1928, but continued to perform around the Midwest, and Charlie Strait was still leading a band in 1940. He died September 22, 1940, when, while working for the Chicago Sanitary District, he was hit by a car. Here's Charlie Strait. Thank you.
meant to die, cause it's nesting time. I want to hear,
I want to hear someone tiptoe to my door.
I want to see,
I want to feel someone stroke my head once more.
Oh, and after I have an old-fashioned cry, she'll just whisper hush-a-bye, cause it's nesting time.
Look at it twice, that's what I call keen. When I saw her first, I nearly fainted, and I've been unconscious since we got acquainted. Look at her now, looking at me, isn't that love? Couldn't you see? That's what I call keen.
Charlie Strait and his orchestra, recording for Brunswick in Chicago on March 17, 1928, and That's What I Call Keen, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Frank Silvano is the vocalist, and that's a wonderful arrangement, but I'm still partial to the version recorded by Eddie South and his Alabamians a couple of months later for Victor on May 10th. Before that, from a session recorded in New York about a year earlier on March 31, 1927, it was the Keller Sisters and Lynch, taking the vocal honors on Nesting Time, written by James Monaco and Mort Dixon. And we started our tribute to Charlie Strait with Charlie Strait and his Rendezvous Orchestra with Hi Diddle Diddle. The vocal duo on that March 10th, 1926 recording were sisters Hannah and Dorothy Williams. The Rendezvous in Charlie Strait and his Rendezvous Orchestra refers to the upscale Rendezvous Cafe located in Chicago's Hotel Rienzi, where the band was resident from 1922 to 1926. The biographical information at the beginning of the segment was a tiny fraction of Brian Wright's very comprehensive liner notes from the Rivermont CD, Charlie Strait, That's What I Call Keen, 1926 to 1928, and all three of those recordings are on that CD, and I encourage you to check it out, as well as all the rest of Rivermont's fine vintage and contemporary recordings at rivermontrecords.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.